Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody. You got Greg Peterson here and Sue Barrington on Testimonial Tuesday. We are glad to see everybody hopping on. Hopefully, we're going to have some great testimonials today. Sue, are you there?
I'm here, Greg. I'm hoping so, too. And we want to remind people after you. Yeah. You can remind them.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And so, what we want to do, everybody, is in the past, sometimes people have been using this resource to ask questions and use it as a different format. Our format is testimonials and testimonials only. So if we have someone that comes in and they start asking questions or different things there, we will redirect you back to your testimonial. So we want to be able to give compliant testimonials, because remember, these shows are recorded. And this is a resource that you can then share with other people, other prospects that may want to listen to testimonials to help them make the best decision they could ever make in their life, and that's having a Beamer in their own home. So what we want to do is have a compliant testimonial. What does compliant mean? Number one, it means no mentioning of disease names common in the medical field, such as diabetes or dementia or glaucoma or anything like that. So instead of diabetes, you could use blood sugar issues, or you could be using other items like general discomfort throughout the whole body or the inability to sleep. Different general terms, because a lot of people do not know what is actually to the medical names. Number two, no mention of drug names or the use of word of pain, cured, or treatment. Okay? Beamer is not disease specific, nor does it replace any drugs. And we want to make sure that we stay with the FDA's format and we stay clear of any possible conflicts in that area. Also, right now in the United States, the word pain is considered a medical term. So instead, you can use discomfort if you would like. Number two, we do not cure any diseases. You could say it helped with this issue. Number three is we don't use the word treatment. We are not licensed physicians or professional medical personnel, so we can use the word session. So it's all legalities, but once again, we want to protect the Beamer name and we want to stay compliant. Last but not least, we do not do third-party testimonials, all right? That means, like, I would look bad if I were to give everybody Sue's testimonial and then you go talk to Sue and she says, well, no, it was more like this. What does that do to my credibility? It doesn't make it look good. So we want to make sure that you can incorporate that other person's story by contacting them directly and have that person talk directly to your client. That way it's much more legitimate, it's pure, and it's honest, and we're keeping our integrity at its highest point. Last but not least is we are not going to be giving tips or protocols. We're going to stick to the basic plan. So with that, I'm going to get back to Sue here, but if everybody could please press number one on their phone, and that will bring you into the queue, and we would love to be able to hear your personal testimonial. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to Sue, see what Sue has on board today, and then we'll get back to those that would love to be able to give their testimonial.
Yeah, so fortunately, Greg, I have not hurt myself again since we last spoke. I know you joked about that. I'm always hurting myself, and I'm thankful I have a Beamer. But sadly, my puppy got hit by a car. It was a slow-moving car, but and my point on this, I'm not telling a puppy testimony. He's still at the vet school at the clinic. But my reaction, I mean, at first I thought when he said, I hit your dog, I thought my dog was dead. So I was relieved to see that my dog was not dead, probably fractured his pelvis and maybe some bleeding in the lungs, but they're thinking no, but they're just watching that because he got hit kind of on the side. But I'm always amazed at, you know, because it's traumatic, and I definitely have to say I'm still working on raising my vibration, but Beamer definitely helps me respond to things differently than I used to. I'm much calmer, and I mean, I definitely know my friend who hit the dog was, like, in horrible shape himself with his feelings, so it wasn't ever a feeling like, oh, my gosh, how could you do that? And I was very loving towards him and all and, you know, comforted him also because it was tragic for him. So my point is that Beamer just really helping you with that parasympathetic and relaxing stress reduction, it really helps in so many situations, and that was a perfect example yesterday. I mean, definitely wasn't a good experience and still isn't, but definitely I know it would have been different if I didn't have my Beamer in my blood.
Oh, that makes a huge difference, and I know for myself, I know I was going to tease you and say that we needed to start wrapping you in bubble wrap because every time we talk to you, it's always something you are doing to yourself. But here, I've been moving from one location to another, and they're only about 15 minutes apart. And thank goodness it's from one ranch-style home to another ranch-style home. But everybody is so busy, and I have like a Honda Odyssey vehicle, so I took the rear seats out of it, and I've been using that for moving, and I've been doing everything on my own, just with a two-wheel cart, and even yesterday I moved one of the sofas and the whole bit, and one of the new neighbors came over, and it's like, wow, who helped you move all this furniture? And I go, no, it was just me. And they were in shock. They could not believe that I pretty much have moved the whole house on my own, and I'm not sore. I feel great.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of energy. I'm drinking plenty of water because we're starting to have a heat wave here in Southern California. It's supposed to be in the low 100s again today. So, but it's a dry heat,
wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, Greg, I have to ask you this though: Are you still doing your push-ups while you're moving?
A quick update is, and if a lot of people haven't heard, what I was doing is I started doing push-ups every hour on the hour, and I just started with 20 push-ups, and I would do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I thought, well, shoot, why don't I bump that up every week, and I would do 5 additional push-ups every week. Well, I made it up to right at 100 push-ups every hour on the hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But then what happened was, I was on my bike, and I've got a new time trial bike, so I'm down in the lower position, and I was going around a corner, and there was some water that was trickling along in the gutter, and unfortunately, there was also some moss in that. My front tire went out, and I was able to keep the bike upright. My whole group was in shock on the bike handling skills, but the rapid sequence of muscle movements through my left shoulder, I tweaked something, and I'm going to be going to one of my physical therapists to get it checked out, but I have been beaming it religiously, which has helped out dramatically. I'm able to function and different things there, but there's still that little hot spot that I want to get looked at because I want to make sure that once I get back into my little push-ups and doing all that fun stuff, that I'm not injuring myself more, that I'm actually on the recovery portion. So, yeah, so that's what's been going on there. Now, I see we don't have anybody that's pressed number one on their phone, and we need to have somebody press one.
Yeah, well, we wait for someone, and I was going to mention that too, but I do have a question. So you made me think of something because your friends were all shocked at your response and how you recovered really quickly with your accident. I mean, as far as like the I've noticed my flexibility, my reflexes. Like I joke that I'm one of the Incredibles because I literally will have a can of soup drop out of the cupboard and I'll catch it and I have no idea how I did it. Have you noticed that your reflexes mm-hmm. and all are better and quick? Yeah, like younger or something.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. That, I'm glad that you brought that up because most definitely because if it was anybody else, they would have gone flat on their face and they'd gone down. But my reflexes were beyond cat-like reflexes. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, like everybody yeah. was shocked because it shot me up over the curb, down the other curb, and on a time trial bike, you're in a lowered position, and it's much more responsive off that front wheel. So one little action is magnified, and I was able to keep it upright. So, yeah, so anyway... I'm glad you brought that up. So anyway, I see that we do have a feared individual here that is willing to do the first testimonial of the day. And we have 307-307-660. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Janine in Chilliwack, Wyoming. And I have had my Beamer 4 years and I cycle. And so Sunday, a friend called me up and wanted to go for a bike ride, and she also has a Beamer that I sold to her, and I'm 61 and she's 57, and we busted out 25 miles. Then I took the grandkids over to Spearfish, which South Dakota, which is about an hour and a half away, and wore those kids out, then came home and did some gardening, and I never even thought about it till the call this morning. And I was like, oh, yeah. See, that's just normal now. So, yeah, but that's my Beamer testimony.
That is awesome, Jean. How long have you had your Beamer for?
4 years.
4 years. And what led you to getting your Beamer?
Oh, well, so a holistic practitioner from Idaho recommended it for my grandson. And so... I got it for him without ever reading anything about it. And then I thought, well, if he needs one, then I need one. And so I thought I'm doing everything else that I can to enjoy life to the fullest as I go into these later years. Why not? And I love the call because, you know, there's just so much information, and it's also reinforcement, you know, because you know it's working, and sometimes other people can be negative, and these calls are so amazing for reinforcement. So, yeah, that's my story.
That is so awesome. What type of things did you notice right away after you got your Beamer? You started using it for yourself then. What were some of the first things that you noticed different?
Well, I take really good care of myself, and I didn't really notice anything. And then it was, you know, when I would get on my bike that I would notice that, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have any discomfort. When I would garden, no discomfort. And I work for the post office, and so I do a lot of lifting. I'm a carrier, and I do a lot of walking. And I noticed a lot of my hip discomfort from jumping in and out of the vehicle. So I didn't like have this aha moment, but it was actually going on, and I was distracted and didn't notice it. You know, just that one of those things where it's like, oh, your discomfort's gone, but you don't remember how bad it is until it comes back. Like you travel somewhere without mm-hmm. a Beamer. Ooh, and then you know the Beamer's working.
That's awesome because – and. Yeah, Jean, it's great that you brought that up because we don't realize the things that become new normals because they're gradual onsets. Just like all the different things that cause us discomfort, they are gradual onsets and they become the new normal. And when you get the Beamer, a lot of people are like, well, I really don't think this is working for me. And then the spouse will go, what do you mean it's not working for you? Don't you realize that you just mowed the lawn, washed the vehicle, did this and that, and beforehand you could only mow half the lawn, have to take a rest, go back out, do a little bit more, take a rest, and you've been going nonstop. And we hear this more and more. So what I highly recommend for people, and we talk about this also on Mondays on the Quick Start program. So if you folks are not familiar with Monday's Quick Start program, please, please check it out. It is absolutely amazing. It's a step-by-step process on how to get started as an IBD. And in fact, yesterday we had week number one, and we go into that where we ask people to have a piece of paper and write down just the little things that you notice from the very get-go of using the Beamer, because it allows you to really see the progression, whether it be fast or slow. But it is a progression. And in fact, in the academies, I even remember them saying, if you were even to maintain and not get worse, that is considered a plus right there. So it can be very, very minimal items, but that is crazy. And I'm glad to see that your bike riding is coming along and that you're tiring out the grandkids before they are tiring out you. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. My son actually, I was off yesterday, and my son actually said they were so exhausted that he didn't want to come up, them to come over for a third day in a row. They needed to rest.
You know what? Sounds like they need to get a Beamer over there now, too, for the grandkids.
Yes, definitely.
There you go. See, you could put them on it and then send them home, and then they'll be all recovered, and then they can mom and dad on their toes again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. They might be a little too. Just kidding.
That's awesome. Well, Jean, thank you so much for sharing. And that's why we love doing this, is hearing these little stories that actually remind us of where we actually started and the little subtle differences. But they add up to be huge differences in the overall picture. So thanks so much, Jean. All right. Well, Sue, do we have anybody else? Please press one on your phone.
No, we don't. And we have 40 callers on the line, and I know Beamer also makes you more courageous. So press one and give us your testimony. Even if it's, you know, we can get things out of you. Sometimes people think they don't have one, but like Greg was just explaining, it's really the gift that keeps on giving, and little teeny things add up. So even if it's a tiny little story, someone else might really appreciate hearing what you have to say. Oh, we got one.
Yeah.
Someone's waiting. It's like fishing.
Yep, we have 386-386-23. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Fonda in Daytona Beach, and I'm just trying to get things stirred up because everybody has a testimony, multiple testimonials. My recent one was going into the basement, I hit my head. And I thought, well, that wasn't nearly as bad as the last time I hit it when I rammed it into the tailgate of our car last year. So I didn't think anything of it. And the first time I hit my head, I used the Beamer because I not only saw stars, I saw galaxies. That's how bad it was. So I used the Beamer on it, and I had a little slit in my head, and it bled very little. But with this last one, I thought, well, that wasn't so bad, you know. So, but it took 2 weeks for that pain, that discomfort to go away because I didn't put the Beamer on it. So I thought, well, that's a testimonial in itself because with using it and seeing galaxies and only saw stars going into the basement and not using it, it was pain. Discomforting for at least 2 weeks.
Boy, now why didn't you use it, Wanda? Did you lend yours out to someone else and then this happened, or you just forgot that you had such a wonderful device at your fingertips?
Well, no, I have multiple Beamers, so that I'll never be without a Beamer, so that's a fact there. I just thought it wasn't that bad after hitting it so hard before, and I just thought, well, we'll just see. We'll just see how it goes, and that's what happened. And it wasn't nearly as bad as the first time, but like I say, I bumped it against the concrete plaster going into the basement. If you ever do that, you don't do it again, but I came in from a different angle on a top, on a lower step from the house into the basement because it's outside. And
right.
Because if coming going into the basement or coming out, you do it one time, you never do it again. So, but I went in from a different angle, hit, and I thought, well, I'll never do that again. And I just kept on with what I was doing. And that's my testimonial
okay.
for today.
You know, Wanda, I'm going to put you in the category with Sue, and we're going to start wrapping you ladies with bubble wrap. That's all there is to it, because you guys
okay.
are doing whatever you can to be testimony here. And love you to death for doing that, but we should not have to sacrifice ourselves like that for testimonials, all right? So
that's just Wanda, because we're movers and shakers. We're not sitting
yeah.
around doing nothing. So as long as
we're
moving,
not living in fear.
Good. Pardon?
Yes, and we have
there
a beamer. We're not living in fear. We have a beamer. I know that it will help me. And I wonder, too, because I think even just using beamer over time, sometimes you don't need to even, like, do that extra session on your local pain or discomfort. Whoa, I almost slipped. Can't believe it. Discomfort area, because it's already in motion, I find. Like, I don't injure myself as hard as drastically as I used to.
Absolutely. You know, the one word that you said is fear. I am so glad I'm not living in fear.
Yeah.
I have my beamer. I have blood flow. I have oxygen going through my blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not living in fear. What a blessing.
Yes, I agree.
It truly is. It truly is amazing. Wanda, thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for encouraging others now. So I see
okay,
that we
good.
Have another individual. Yeah,
all
thank
right.
you so much,
thank
Wanda.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. I see now that we have a 405-405-921. You are live on Block.
Well, good morning. It depends where you're at. This is my most fun turn I've been having fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with?
Melissa Stocker.
Hi, Melissa. And do you have a testimonial for us today?
Yes, I do. I actually hit my head on Sunday. And really hard. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get my B spot. And I went to put my B spot on it about four times before I went anywhere. I do not have a sore spot on there. I didn't see stars, but I didn't want to see stars. Quickly put my B-spot in there. And after I had several sessions of the B-spot on my head, not having that sore spot, I was like, I better check my settings. Well, my settings was on high, and that was a no-no. So I quickly last session I quickly put the setting on low and had another session, and then I put I kept continuing with the B pad over the whole head, and I do not have a sore spot, and I do not have any issues with my vision or any issues with stars or anything. And I'm so grateful for my beamer.
That is awesome. How long have you had your beamer for?
About 4 years.
Awesome. And what? Yeah. Oh, what led you to getting a beamer?
I'm sorry. What?
What led you to getting your beamer? Who introduced it to you, and what attracted you to the beamer?
I got attracted to it by Vicki Lathan. My family, I come from a heart disease in my family, and I knew that I needed that. And so I invested in it. My husband wasn't on board, and I had to give him to God before I got it, and he let me get it.
There you go. Yeah.
So
I'm glad that you got on board. What things have you noticed now since you've been using your Beamer? What were some of the initial things that you noticed differently?
Oh, my goodness. I used to take supplements. I don't need that anymore. I do not have any more floaters in my eyes. I sleep sound. Anytime something like what happened to me on Sunday happens to me, I have the Beamer, and it gets rid of it right away. I mean, I even had a deja vu one time, and I had some issues with my foot by going under a toe kick in the kitchen cabinet. And I used that B-spot on that as I stretched the ligaments.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even falling on ice. And was on going on a mission trip, and I got to use my Beamer in my car.
There you go. I like that. Now, have you been able to get out and share the Beamer with others?
I'm trying. I need to find a way to carry my beast set with me, where that medical device tag is on it, just show people, hey, you want to try this? You ready for this?
Now, with that as an example, what you could do is go on like Amazon or different things there and look up medical device luggage tags. And they have all sorts of them that you can actually order. And then you can put that on your Beamer.
Well, I have the B-set. I ordered a B-set recently. And so I have one on
there. Oh, awesome. There you go. Yeah, because it is a really good conversational point when people see that. And then they're like, what is that? So... That is really nice. And what she's talking about, everybody, is the B-Sit now, the office edition. It's actually the B-Sit, and it comes in the carrying bag. And that carrying bag is unbelievable. It is not only designed to carry the B-Sit, it has interior pouches that are specifically designed to hold the B-Box, the B-Pad, the B-Spot, the power cords, everything in it. The only thing you cannot get in there would be the B-body. So it is designed for an individual to take that as a one-stop shop, and you could take it to the office. You could also take it traveling, whatever the case may be. It is really nice. They've gone above and beyond on the designing of these items for us to make things much more user-friendly for us. So thanks for bringing that up there, Melissa.
You're welcome, and it is an amazing tag. Oh, my goodness, it's so wonderful to share this with others, and I want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you had a chance to listen to the Quick Start program on Mondays?
Sometimes I listen to it. I got to figure out what week we're on.
week one, however... You can go to the recordings, and this is for everybody also, that if you want to listen to recordings for Blog Talk, make sure you have a pen and paper, and before the end of the show today, Sue and I will repeat this again. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, okay? So blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And that will take you to the website where you can then look at, listen to, and share all the recorded Blog Talk radios that we have done throughout the whole history of Beamer. And so there is a wealth of information because we have our Quick Start program on Monday, but we have Testimonial Tuesdays here. With whatever Wednesdays, we have Lisa Diamond and Ian Robber on there, and they are having an absolute hoot and doing different challenges on that day. And Thursdays, we have the equine unit, and they're answering and giving suggestions on the usage of the equine unit. And all of this stuff is actually golden material. So you can listen to it in the comfort of your own home, on your own pace, at any time that you want. So that is all there. Sue, do you have anything to add to that? If we can get back and we can see if anybody else puts the one on their phone so
yeah,
that we
no,
can
we need
do.
Yeah, no, I was just going to add, I had a great idea just now because I'm a manager. I'm going to, get a 4-week start, like probably your last 4 weeks that you did the blog talk, quick start, because I know you said that you guys are always improving it. I'm going to download all of those and send them all to my new distributors and then also older ones that aren't, you know, that might need a little extra boost, or maybe I'll probably just send it to all of them actually so they have it. But do you think that's a good idea? Because then they have access right
that
away
is,
at their fingers and they can listen.
That is an amazing idea to be able to do that, Sue, because when we did the Iowa State Fair here just this last month, we did actually over 3,000 sessions in 11 days. We had 18 beamers. We had a 20 by 30 foot booth, and this was all professionally done. My best friend, Roger Fouch, who's the group leader underneath me, he owned a heating and air conditioning company in his past life there. And so he had this large, like trapeze type booth system, and then he's manipulated it now for Beamer and Beamer advertisement and the whole bit. It's got a big 8-foot diameter rotating banner and the whole thing. Well, during that time, we signed on 20 new distributors. And here's what happens. You get a brand new person signing on as a distributor. That's great. And we can train them. But then they right away want to sign on their friend as a distributor. And then their friend wants to sign on somebody as a distributor. And so now we have several individuals that have no idea on how to start the business. And if you can get the Quick Start program into their hands at the very beginning, they will have all the tools from step one, how to start as a distributor, the simple things to look at, how to log into your back office, how to look at the e-learning, how to go into distributor library, and the calendar within the distributor library. So it takes time off of you as a mentor to allow them to listen and go through everything. And it's great review for us because we're always updating the script that we use to meet the needs of the changes that Beamer is making continuously, which are all positive. We have our I forget the group that they call it, Sue, our advisory board, that's it, our advisory board,
yeah.
And they bring people from the field, and then they meet with Albert and the regional directors and national director, and they put together different ideas to correct whatever issues are going on out in the field. And so through this, it's like fast-tracking everything on getting things accomplished, and we are growing so rapidly in a very positive manner. So they listen to us out in the field. So with that, let's get back to some more testimonials. Please press number one on your phone, and if we don't have any more people add on, it'll be Sue and I continuing to chat, and then we'll just close down the recording here early. But we would love to hear some more testimonials from people. What do you think, Sue?
Yeah, everyone but my dog, because he's waiting for me to go out and throw the ball. I'm waiting for more testimonies, though.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go. Well, we've go ahead.
No, I was going to say,
yeah,
don't be shy.
Yeah, this is great practice for everybody, because this is how we learn. This is how a person
oh.
is able to evolve, grow. So, yeah,
I see
we
one,
have,
Greg.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay,
no, I'm
I
telling
see
you
we have
one.
5-0-9-3-8-6, someone from your area, Sue. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we talking with?
Well, good morning. This is Nancy LaBerge. And can you guys
hear
Nancy.
Me?
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty here. So I thought, well, you know, you guys are sound like you need someone to try to be brave, so I'm going to practice here. who's heard my story before, but, you know, I've had different things with the Beamer. I've had my Beamer, I think, 6 years now, but I've noticed a lot of different things over the years, but I would say that, you know, since that lady earlier was a postal worker, I thought, you know, maybe I should call in. And one of the things that I noticed as a mail carrier walking 8 to 12 miles a day was in the winter and the summer, I would usually slip on the ice at least once a year. And I think that's pretty normal for most mail carriers. And then you try to balance everything so you don't fall and crash. And I would be doing like gymnastics and ballet out there trying not to fall on my face. And if anybody had a video, it would have been really good. But anyway, I I noticed that I recovered so much quicker from those episodes, you know, instead of having to take stuff for 2 weeks and having to go to the chiropractor or whoever more often. I would be just back to normal in about 3 days. So that's one that I have. And, of course, the huge help that you get with the stress and anxiety levels is huge, in addition to improvement in hair, skin, and nails. And what else can I say?
That's awesome.
No, that's have you had an opportunity to share it with your fellow employees there at the Postal Service?
Well, I was very new when I was still there. I'm retired now, but, you know, there wasn't much interest. But I thought, you know, I know that a lot of retired mail carriers, their bodies are pretty beat up, and people don't really know that about them, but it's true, especially their feet, their knees, their hips, wrists, and that is a good, that is something that, I should do. Maybe not in our local here area that is very, very small. But, you know, I can talk to my mail carrier here. But, yeah, I had a repetitive issue with my wrist, and that the Beamer took care of that. But since I was still on the job, it, you know, I kept on using it when I shouldn't have. But it did take care of it in about 3 months. And my husband was glad about that because he was the one doing the dishes and the, holding the laundry and stuff. And so he's pretty happy when I could do that again. Yeah.
I've heard Nancy's story before, and it's amazing. Like, she didn't go into the big detail of it, but it's incredible. And thanks for coming out of your shell and calling in, Nancy.
Well, yeah, it's been a weird year. I mean, 2020 was easy, really, compared to this year. So I really have to, in some ways, feel like I'm starting from scratch. But we moved after 26 years of renting a house, and we had to move layers and layers of stuff, and it was quite a chore. And we did that, and then we went to our daughter's wedding for 2 weeks in Minnesota. We traveled with our Beamer. It was wonderful. We got to share a Beamer over there with relatives, which was really great. And then we had another wedding later on. I now feel like, oh, maybe I can come up and breathe some air now that I can have a path in my house that's wider than 2 feet, you know.
Right on. That's great. Thank you for calling in, Nancy.
You're welcome. And, I'm looking forward to hanging out with some Beamer people. I really, really need that. But Blog Talk is so great to help you feel connected. And so, yeah, thanks for all you guys do in that regard.
Thank you. I'll get a hold of you and we can hang out.
That would be wonderful.
There you
okay.
go.
Have a good day.
Yeah, so Sue, that is something where it really reminds people where they go, well, I really don't know who to share Beamer with. Think of all the different full labor jobs that are out there. Every single individual could use this. But then lots of times, if you approach a company and ask them what they're paying on their insurance for the health of their individuals and the compensation plans and different things like that, I know of individuals that have gotten Beamer into different companies, and the companies have their employees Beam every morning, and they've actually reduced their insurance rates because the amount of call-offs have dropped, the amount of injuries have dropped. If somebody does get injured, they're coming back in record time. So these are all avenues to look at. And we haven't even scratched the surface on sharing the Beamer with people. So just be very open-minded about who you might be able to share with, and then find out the best resources on how to enter it into an organization, into club meetings, different things. And these are things that we talk about on the Quick Start program as well. So do you have anything else to share there, Sue? We've got a couple more minutes. We do have time for one more testimonial. If somebody wants to hit number one on their phone, I see we have another individual now. Let's go right away to 941-941-302. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi. This is the first time I've ever called in. But I have a question, and I don't know if there's an answer or not. But you know the strap? I don't know what to call it now. I'm nervous. The strap?
Yeah, we have
you
the
street
strap for the strap or the B-spot. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. What do you call it? Just the strap?
The B strap is fine. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that washable?
Yes.
Mine got wet, and it has, like, wet marks on it, and it doesn't look very good. So I wondered, can I wash it in, like, soapy water by hand?
Hey, you can do that and then air dry it. Uh-huh. So let's keep things to testimonials. However, that's a great question. This would be something like on Wednesdays, on whatever Wednesday that you can call in and get questions done.
Okay.
But that's awesome. This is how we learn. This is how we learn. We have no problem with that. All righty. Do you have a testimonial that you can share?
Well, I've been using that a lot because I had a sore on my leg that I got punctured by my pineapple plant, and it wouldn't heal. The spot wouldn't heal. And I'm not even know if I'm supposed to say all that. But anyways, using that daily really helped a lot for speeding up healing. And I hadn't even thought of it for a long time, and then I remembered that's what I should probably do, and it worked. So.
Well, that's awesome. We have about less than a minute left here. So
thank you
so much for sharing. Have any other
You're
questions,
welcome.
Make sure you get on with whatever Wednesdays and check in there, and they'll be able to get you taken care of. So that is awesome. Sue, do you have anything else to share before we get rolling here?
Yes, there's another caller, it looks like.
Okay.
If we have time, one minute, quick.
We got 1 minute really quick. 831-831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. You have just less than a minute to share your testimonial.
Sure. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And it's a B-Sit testimonial. Since I have the B-Sit for about 3 weeks now, and it's amazing how much it changes my body. So wherever I felt more stiffness and never-ending agony still deep down in my body, it seems to reach it even on really low intensities. It seems to be such more depth and spread in my body. So it's a wonderful applicator that I will keep using a lot.
That is perfect. And you got it just in time. So thank you so much for sharing. Awesome job. And I'm glad to see that it's working for you. Thank you again. Okay. Well, Sue, we are done. Another episode the books here, and I want to wish everybody a wonderful week. Don't forget about tomorrow, Wednesday, on whatever Wednesday, listen to Lisa and Ian. And also on Thursdays, don't forget our equine. Learn more about what they're doing for equine. So everybody, have a blessed day. And Sue, I'll let you lead with the final word.
Just make it a great week and go out and beamer. People and animals, I guess, horses. Thanks.
There you go. Take care, everybody.
To helping you find success in your business, we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.
Ha, ha, ha.